Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Monash Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. Most Cochrane reviews look at the effects of interventions on health, but a growing number provide evidence on how to diagnose a disease. In June 2019, one of these, on a test used to detect tuberculosis, was updated. The lead author, David Horn, from the University of Washington in Seattle in the USA, sets the scene and tells us what the review found.
Tuberculosis, or TB, causes more deaths than any other infectious disease. 1.6 million people died from TB in 2017. Most of these deaths could have been averted with earlier detection. The early diagnosis of TB is also important to prevent disease progression and long-term consequences, alleviate symptoms, and to protect public health by interrupting its transmission. An important aspect of the global TB epidemic is the threat from drug-resistant TB. Unlike most other infectious diseases, TB treatment requires multiple drugs given for at least 6 months to prevent the emergence of drug resistance and cure TB. But some patients' TB is resistant to the most potent drugs in a standard treatment regimen, rifampicin and isoniazid. Treatment of this multi-drug resistant, or MDR TB, takes longer and requires drugs that are much more expensive and toxic than standard therapy. Every year, over 500,000 people develop an MDR TB, or rifampin-resistant TB. But in 2017, only 1 in 4 of these started appropriate treatment, and just over one half of those were cured. Culturing TB in the laboratory is the best test for diagnosing TB and is the first step in detecting drug resistance. Unfortunately, this complex and slow procedure is not widely available in many resource-constrained settings. As an alternative, in 2010, the World Health Organization recommended GeneXpert MTB-RIF as a rapid test that can simultaneously detect both TB and rifampicin resistance in sputum and other specimens. It is designed to be used outside of reference laboratories in settings nearer to patients, such as hospitals and clinics in low-resource settings. This test has been a giant leap forward and called a game-changer, but it struggles if the patient has something called smear-negative pulmonary TB, when their sample contains too few TB bacteria. To try to overcome this limitation, the manufacturer introduced a new version called Expert MTB RIF Ultra. We performed our first systematic review of GeneXpert MTB RIF in 2014, and this update allows us to bring in the more recent studies of both GeneXpert and Expert Ultra for detecting TB in the lungs and for detecting rifampin resistance in adults. We now have 95 studies, with 68 that were not previously available in our 2014 review, and data for more than 37,000 people. Looking first at the detection of TB, we found that GeneXpert sensitivity was 85% and its specificity was 98%. This means that it correctly identifies TB in 85 of every 100 people without TB, but suggest that TB is present in 2 of every 100 people without TB. The sensitivity of GeneXpert was significantly lower for people with smear-negative pulmonary TB at 67%, compared to 98% in those with smear-positive disease. Similarly, sensitivity was lower in people living with HIV at 81%, compared to 88% for those who were HIV-negative. The accuracy of GeneXpert was high for the detection of rifampicin resistance. Sensitivity was 96% and specificity was 98%. Unfortunately, there is much less evidence for Expert Ultra. We could include just one study which compared Expert Ultra to GeneXpert in over 1,400 participants. It found that Expert Ultra was more sensitive than GeneXpert, 88% versus 83%, but its specificity was slightly lower, 96% versus 98%. In summary, GeneXpert is sensitive and specific for the detection of both TB and rifampin resistance. For TB detection, it is higher sensitivity in people who are smear positive or HIV negative. Based on a single study, Expert Ultra had higher sensitivity and lower specificity for TB detection, but was similar for detecting rifampicin resistance. Therefore, we can conclude that both GeneXpert and Expert Ultra provide accurate results and can allow rapid initiation of treatment for MDR-TB. However, there is still a need for additional studies of Expert Ultra in diverse patient populations, including those with a prior history of TB.
If you would like to read more about the use of these tests and to watch for future updates of the review, if those studies are done, you can find the full review at cochranelibrary.com. Just go to the website and search Expert for TB in Adults.